G'day and welcome to Partakers and our Monday Think Spot Together on Monday the 23rd of June 2014. We start the day reading in Matthew 7. Jesus is concluding what we call the Sermon on the Mount. Everyone therefore who hears these words of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain came down, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it didn't fall, for it was founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and doesn't do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. It happened when Jesus had finished saying these things that the multitudes were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them with authority and not like the scribes. The claims of Jesus Christ were spoken so naturally, modestly, and indirectly that many people never even noticed them. They didn't notice them back then when he was alive, and they don't notice them now. But they are there, and as Christians we cannot ignore them. In what we call the Sermon on the Mount, we see Jesus as a teacher, the Christ, the Lord, the Saviour, the Judge, the Son of God, and also God. Either all these things are true, or Jesus was merely a power-seeking maniac suffering with delusions of grandeur. But the Sermon on the Mount could never be the product of someone who was either insane or a seeker of power, because it would go against what was taught in the Sermon on the Mount. The only alternative we have then is to take Jesus at his words and his claims for all that they are worth. The Sermon on the Mount contains the picture for God's society, with the standards, values and priorities of the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of humanity. Too often, throughout history, the church has conformed to the pattern set by the world, or the kingdom of humanity, and ignored the pattern required by God and by Jesus for God's kingdom. Sometimes, alas, there is no difference, with the church having lost its saltiness and had its light put out. It is only as we Christians live the truths in the Sermon on the Mount that a true Christian community will be attractive to those outside in the world, and God will be glorified. Jesus, therefore, when he calls us to be the unique Christian culture in a world full of lost culture. So here is a challenge for you this week. Are you, as a Christian, heeding Jesus' words and being obedient to them, and therefore living a life worthy of being called Christian? Are you being salt and light amidst those who are in darkness and in a lost culture? Let's go into this new week, each one of us, determined to be a light shining for God in the darkness, and to give a flavour in a bland world. Thank you. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something new added to help you live as a Christian in the 21st century.